Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back doing our four-hour shows on Thursdays, and so that means it's been a few weeks, but means it's about 9:35-ish local time. We get to talk to Darren Revelle of the Action Network. Definitely download the free Action Network app if you haven't already, because football is going to be here pretty soon. And that is football is the that is the turkey of the Thanksgiving dinner that is sports gambling. And it's good to catch up with Darren Revelle after a few weeks. Darren, how you been?
I am doing really well.
I would imagine that football almost being here is with all you folks over at the Action Network has got to feel. It's got to feel like the holiday season is coming up right now, right?
I got to tell you, I mean, we have been so busy. The number of articles we put out are on pace to double last year. The amount of bets that are being tracked in our tracker, is insanely higher. I think people have kind of over-indexed in boredom, and they're ready to go, and they want to feel the adrenaline, and it's just human condition right now to kind of have some life in them. And I think that's mirroring itself in many markets, either the stock market or the gambling market or even the memorabilia market that I've enjoyed covering over the last couple months.
Yeah, Darren, what are most people, when it comes to, you know, either interaction that you're having on social or content that you guys are putting up with respect to the NFL season coming up, what are specifically most people kind of dialing, or majority of the people kind of dialing in on when it comes to gambling? Are people interested this year more in futures bets with teams, season win totals, the individual games? Because this is a weird preseason. There's a complete lack of information going on out there with no preseason games right now.
Yeah, I think that there are there's a lot of trepidation. Sure, the home stadium only means a point or two, but that could mean a lot. And then the question is, this is the question that's been bandied about, which is, okay, if you're playing in your home stadium, well, you have the benefits of not traveling. You have the benefits of kind of knowing the terrain better than the opponent. But then, you know, not having a crowd, what is that worth, if anything? And is it worth more in other places than, you know, like Green Bay or, you know, Dallas? Although I know Jerry is still thinking he's going to put 100,000 in there. That's what we're really kind of looking at, like all the X factors. And yes, we clearly have the least information we've ever had going into a season.
What about the TV ratings? I mean, I read an article yesterday that interviewed a bunch of sports insiders, and they seem to think that the TV ratings will probably get a good bump here just because of a combination of factors, including there's nothing else going on. People aren't going to be watching in bars as much, so there'll be more sets watching at home. But the last time there was an election year, or there were issues with the Anthem protests and Donald Trump weighing in on it, there was a pretty hefty dip in the TV ratings for football. Is that not a factor as much this year?
I think it could be. We have not seen like the BAFO ratings that we expected. I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I don't think watching a game with the crowd really does make a difference. Like, even if they're faking the sounds, it's a little bit hollow. It's like they're playing on a sound stage, both with hockey and basketball. So I don't know. It's definitely going to be interesting. I think we'll figure out trends. Obviously, everyone's talking about the Chiefs like crazy. Sorry, not the Chiefs. I was just looking. Talking about Tampa Bay and whether those guys will get together. But who knows? Who knows? And football is, you know, to me, I feel like it's the hardest sport to bet because you're saying, oh, well, everyone's going this way, so I'm going to go that way. And, you know, so for me, I'm more of a square. I play the side of a square. So football is very challenging. But I had my best year last year. I went about 57%. So, but it still drives me nuts.
Yeah, 57% is pretty sporty, Darren. Darren Revelle joining us from the Action Network as he does each and every week. Darren, seeing some news items or some rumors of the Big Ten possibly at least taking a look or revoting on whether or not to – have fall football. Do you think there's any chance that that thing gets reversed and that the Big Ten winds up playing football in, say, October instead of in 2021?
I mean, it's the thing is, it's not up to the coaches, you know. So that Jim Harbaugh comes out and says, you know, we've had zero positive tests and let's go. Come on. I mean, it's a little bit different because your president did, in fact, vote not to play. I do sense a momentum in the virus cycle seems to be dying down a little bit. The CDC said yesterday, prepare for a vaccine maybe as soon as November. They're going to have to start thinking about it now if they're going to play in, say, November. But I think it was important to get one game where two bubbles essentially met. And, you know, if there's not absolute carnage in the numbers, the fact that first game got out of the way, I do think there's momentum, and it seems like we're slowing down to a point here. That being said, college campuses are like the number one breeding ground. So it's kind of interesting for all those people who said, well, it's good to just be in a college bubble. Well, if the team isn't in a physical bubble and is going to some of these parties, I don't think there's a good chance that we're going to make it through the season, but who knows? Every day seems like 5 days. So,
Darren, you're very well schooled in a bunch of areas, and I would say at least two of them are these. One is, you know firsthand at just the amount of hate and vitriol and venom that there can be on Twitter and what it's like to have it directed right at you. Two, you are also very much a fan and a historian of the game of baseball and all of its legendary players and figures. So I have to ask you, could you give any advice at all to Vin Scully now that he's getting into Twitter and social media? And are you terrified for his mental well-being at the age of 90-something?
Well, when he had his video and he just said, I don't want there to be any meanness or any whatever he said, like I'm coming to Twitter, I want it to be all positive, and then like, I like thought of myself appearing on his shoulder being like, Vin, there's going to be some things that have come out about your high school years that, or your years playing baseball at Fordham that someone will dig deep.
Hey, so. Darren, real quick, just so the audience knows, because Seth and I, we visited this story the other day about Vin Scully getting onto social media. But for those who don't know, he did his first video welcoming everybody to his Twitter account yesterday. Just for some context, here's the audio of that.
Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good afternoon to you. This is Vin making his debut on social media, and it's nice to be welcomed I'm delighted to see if I can't serve you in any way, shape, or form. We might chat about a famous date in baseball or a player or a team, and hopefully nothing controversial. This is strictly a meeting of friends having some fun talking about our favorite subject. So pull up a chair and be ready to join me, hopefully, in the very near future as we start our careers together on social media.
Okay. So you want me to do the real one?
Yes.
Hi. This is Vin Scully. I'm really looking forward to all you anonymous eggs and people on your couch screaming at me, saying how I'm not the best announcer, that I didn't tell the best stories, that the Dodgers suck. I mean, it's like... You know
who is it? Or he might go the route like Buzz Aldrin and Chuck Yeager. Those guys on Twitter, like it feels like they are there for any and every like all comers. They'll come to your house and fight you. Those guys don't care. But those guys are like those are old fighter pilots. You know, like they got that certain swagger about them.
Buzz Aldrin literally searches Twitter for people who say that the moon landing is fake, and then goes out. I mean, it's amazing.
Honestly, my big takeaway from Vin Scully, real quick, I just want to replay a few seconds of it here. Go ahead, Ben.
Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good afternoon to you. This is Vin making his debut on social media, and it's nice to be welcomed.
All right. Vin Scully, referring to himself in the third person. Bit of an egocentric, bit of an egomaniac.
Yeah.
This is Vin, and I'm on his Twitter account. Wait, what?
You know who else does that? O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly.
Another Los Angeles sports legend.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking. Yeah.
USC. Yeah.
So that's true. Yeah, that's true. So, Darren, you think it's going to – you think it might get a little ugly for Vin Scully? I know there's Astro fans probably chomping at the bit to get after this poor old guy.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. He does have a memorabilia auction coming up on September 23rd. There's some crazy pieces in there.
His
1955 ring.
Ooh. Okay.
Dodgers, which is probably going to go for $100,000-$120,000. All his rings.
Yeah.
His 60 Dodgers National League ring. So like, I mean, there's some great pieces. I will be bidding on a couple of them. I'm not going to tell you the one that I like because I really don't need much publicity for it.
When is the auction so we can follow up with you and see that you know see if you got whatever it was you were looking for?
September 23rd.
Okay.
I'll give you the intrigue of it.
Okay.
So the piece that I want is in a frame, and they can these are Hunt Auctions is the auction house. And they're one of these auction houses that are kind of like, whatever it is, like, you take it, you agree to take it, there's no conditions where, you know, like, they don't really give you, like, if you find this or that. So I said, how is the piece put in the frame? And they're like, well, we think it's this, and we think the back is okay, but it might not be. But that's the risk you take.
So you're willing to take that risk that the thing might not, it might be a little damaged or not in great condition.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to then figure out, well, how high am I willing to pay for something that, you know, I don't want anything else in the frame.
Yeah.
So how high am I willing to pay for that?
Oh.
And so that's going to be an interesting dilemma.
I hope you win so that we find out exactly how far you go with these types of things. I want to know what Darren Revelle's limit is, as far, or maybe more importantly, what Darren Revelle's wife says. Baby, you cannot go over this amount, or do you?
No. She only knows by space. Like if I bring up if a big package shows up, so I have all the package companies hooked to my phone, so I know when they're going to show up, and I monitor where she's going to be.
Yeah.
So I bought this computer that was ripped out of the Kennedy Space Center, this old 1970 NASA computer.
Oh, awesome.
And it's 63 pounds, and it looks exactly like, you know, that the old computers that you see in the – and I had to plan the day around her not seeing it show up and me get it into my office and lock it away.
Oh,
So I had to lift it. I had to, you know, the kids couldn't see it, you know. So a lot of times it's all about, you know, if it's very small, it's fine.
Yeah.
I recently started collecting video games, so that's easy.
Okay. Okay, like old school video games?
Yeah, like graded. I recently bought a sealed Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, awesome. What year?
I think it's 88.
Okay. Okay.
And then I can't afford the Tyson punch out seal.
Oh God.
A Tyson punch out seal goes for minimum $16,000.
Wow. Wow. God, if I had a dollar.
But who wouldn't open a video game? Like you say, like, oh, I'm upset my mom threw my cards out. Like, are you upset? Like, oh, damn, I shouldn't have opened that and had hours and hours of fun. Right. I should have gotten it for Christmas and kept it in the case.
Yeah.
You know, like, at least there's no regret with that.
Oh,
you know?
Man. Yeah, good stuff. Darren Revelle, Action Network. Download the free Action Network app, especially with football season. Football season in college here in Dribs and Drabs, and then coming full force end of the month. And then NFL. Darren, we're looking forward to talking to you a week from today because that'll be when our Texans here take on the Chiefs that night, and we can do a little bit more of a deep dive into some of the stuff that you've got action on heading into the NFL season. So we appreciate the time. Great to catch up.
I have four words.
Yes.
Fade Revelle is back.
Oh, awesome. Oh, with all the Fear Factor stuff going on as well?
Oh, we will be doing some things.
Oh, good deal. Oh, excellent. Fade Revelle. Go search it on Twitter or on Google and you'll see. It's good stuff.
Well, the original one was I get injected with COVID-19. I said, no, I'm going to show that one. That's not going to happen.
Somebody has it out for you. Let's inject a deadly virus into him. That'll be good.
I'm hated within my own organization.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hey, Darren, we appreciate it. Great catching up. Okay. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks. Darren Revelle joining us on the show. All right, we're about out of time, Seth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.